thank you for coming to my website today. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio on this 24th of May, 2021. Thank you for taking our time. Isn't it a wonderful looking day in Los Angeles today? Not a cloud in the sky, no chemical trails out there spewing out poison all around, and life just seems to be wonderful. You know, the painters came by today to start the work on their house, on this house. And I think they broke for lunch. Right now it's about 11:37, and they've been sandblasting and everything. Haven't had any real work done on the house for quite a while. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's get back to this marvelous, marvelous cut. You're listening to the Dave Brubeck Quartet. The name of the album is Time Out and Take Five, and Blue Rondo a la Turk are the featured numbers on this album. And I'm in the middle of listening to Blue Rondo a la Turk. Let's go back to it. Want to read a little bit about it off of the album cover. I had the album when it came out, when it originally came out. It was the album of my life. Dave Brubeck on the piano, Paul Desmond on the alto saxophone, Joe Mariello on the drums, and Eugene Wright on the bass. I'm telling you, this was a time when music was made, and every number on the album is great. They got Time Out, Pick Up Sticks, Everybody's Jumping. Kathy's Waltz is a beautiful number. Three to Get Ready. Take Five, of course, Strange Metal Arc, and of course, Blue Rondo a la Turk. Let's continue. the late, great, fantastic jazz pianist Dave Brubeck from his classical album. I mean, wow. If you haven't heard Time Out, Take Five, that was Blue Rondo a la Turk, Paul Desmond on that saxophone. Wow. You know, something to cheer you up. Sometimes when you go to the news, you can barely find anything that's going to continuously cheer you up these days. And trust me, we need something to cheer us up. At least I do. I jotted down some things to share with you on this webcast today. And for those of you that go to my Facebook page, thank you for very much for coming to my website. I know I have a very difficult site to, in order for you to, manage it intelligently. Let me give you a little bit of history on this macabre website that I built. The year that I built it was the year 2002. It was shortly after my wife passed away, I think within about 6 months. Lucy was with me 34, 35 years, and I was a pastor in midstream, and no one wanted to listen to what I was saying. I've always been one of those high moralist guys. I put a high priority on living correctly, living decently. I've always done that. And I talk about it. I talk about it without a script. When I did radio here in Los Angeles, I was on two radio stations, one in Glendale, KKLA 99.5 FM. Got started on that station with Dr. Harley Howard. We were the only two black conservative pastors on radio, let alone an FM station like KKLA. And what I was doing, I felt that I was doing the right thing because I never had or saw anything wrong with the church until I became an active member of the African-American Christian community. I didn't see anything wrong with the church. I thought that it was a nice, benevolent, structured business, I guess, until I saw the corruption that was taking place in the name of God. So instead of me becoming a cohort in putting forth these ideas that a lot of these preachers were about people and things, I liked the idea that I could share a message of compatibility with every human being. And at that time, like most people in the church, I was covering up who I really was. I'd never reveal that to the church people, what my real thoughts were, because I found that, and now at 77, I can talk about it. You know, I hear an awful lot about it. As a matter of fact, I went to a meeting not 48 hours ago it was a mental health facility and for men. And I zeroed in on the group. I looked at a lot of the people that were in the facility and celebrating their history. And it reminded me of church, but church on a different scale because everybody's on a different scale. Everybody's not on the same page. And I was wondering while I was there, why couldn't the church come out and put us all on the same page. I want to play a number now by a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine. And he gave me permission to play his work. And I'm going to play a number now called Western Rebellion from an album called For Such a Time as This. You know, that's interesting because that's what my website is called. And when I got a call from Eric Reed on the piano, he says, I got this new album. I think you love it, John. And I said, well, thanks, Eric, send it my way. And since we've seen the Palestinians rebelling and the Israelis rebelling back at them, let's listen to this number called Western Rebellion by Eric Reed. Thank you. Eric Reed, Western Rebellion. Boy, what a great cut. And that's from an album entitled, again, For Such a Time as This. How you guys doing on this wonderful, wonderful day in sunny Southern California? I'm excited. Oh, my goodness, my house is going to be green. Why did I choose green for the house? I'll tell you why I did that. I chose green because of my garden in the backyard. I got this box of seeds that my place on Mario did before he went off to do his life's work. He said, John, you're going to need something to keep you busy as an old man, because he couldn't figure me sitting in front of a big screen watching I Love Lucy show and Bill Cosby shows and things like that. Because if you become brain dead, setting up as an old person, watching the old TV shows and stuff, they're going to find you brain dead like that. So what better thing for me to do is to become a green person. I stopped eating red meat, and I have a little chicken sometimes. You know, I get tempted by the chicken wings and things like that, and I really shouldn't mess with that. Hey, listen, I don't know why I'm talking about those kinds of things. We're going to continue to listen to a little bit more of Eric Reed in a little bit, but I'd like to share something with you. I jotted down some things that I think we ought to pay attention to. If we're going to have a peaceful living life, you have to build your life on things. Build up your life on things. And I just jotted down a few things. Build your life on things that work for peace. In other words, if you're having communication with someone and it's not a peaceful communication, well, then don't build your life on that. Don't hang out with people that take you into the stress world. Second thing, build your lives on those things that promote lasting peace. See, that's what the Palestinians and the Israelis have to do. The Israelis have to get off of their high horse and realize that that land was for not only Abraham and his son, but it was for Ishmael and her sons. Do the history. Read your Bible. Go through it. You build a life on things that works towards a positive reactions. I try to do that on my website, positive reactions. When I speak about the crooked preachers, and some of them have passed on, you've heard me make, don't get angry at me. I remember once there was a young lady that attended the church that I pastored while I was on the radio. And she told me often that a well-known black minister used her airlines to fly first class, and I had this letter because I sent him a registered letter to the dome down there, and Fred's people wouldn't answer me back. So I said to Julie, I said, hand him this letter, or his daughter, because she was his personal assistant at that time, and I was inviting Fred Price to come on my radio show to address some very serious issues that I have been talking about over the air. I've always had a concern about the lives of black people. Why is a black man told to give so much of a percentage of his life to a church? I mean, when you think about 10% and you think about all that money that you're giving for somebody to tell you the same story over and over and over again, well, that's not talking about things that are positive and bringing a positive reaction. Because when you look at it, black man has less money in his life. You can believe in God without being a member of a church. You can believe in God without attending a religious ceremony. Now, I know, now I'm talking about Western-based religion, not Eastern. Because if you grow up in a Muslim family, you better have a discussion with somebody that you love very closely, because they don't have very many free-thinking apologists as Islamics thinking this way. although there are some Islamics that are very progressive. I would call myself a progressive black preacher. Build your life on things that advance progressive history. Because when you think about regressive history, those things in history that makes you doubt that you are on the right track in the first place, build your life on things that can be reasoned by moralizing tendencies or moralizing policies. In other words, don't build your lives on thing. Don't build, listen, Tupac, I think, made a great song when he made this song called California Living, and he mentioned Compton and Watts and all that stuff and other people's names. And that was an ingenious piece of music. I like it. I still listen to it. But what you want to do is you want to polarize yourself into those things that can be positive. All right, build your life on things that can concentrate on subjects that can resonate the life that provides peace to your heart at and through all times. You want peace. You don't want to build your life on thing where frustration is going to come up. I have friends of mine, young men I try to train all the time. Young man likes to come by. He has a pretty good hand at cooking, but he puts too much spice in it. So one day he came by the house, and he's a vegan like myself. He doesn't eat the meats. And I said, hold up, let me cook. And he said, really? I said, sure, I'll prepare a meal for you. And I prepared the meal, and I had my plant-based meat, some vegetables, and one of those little Pillsbury croissant things. I think four comes in a pack. And I made that, and I served it to him. And he relished in the meal, and he told me, John, everything has its own flavor, and it tastes so good because when he cooks, he puts the same spices and things in all of his food, and all the food tastes alike. Because he doesn't understand the art of something that brings peace to your heart at all times. Like every fruit, every vegetable, every morsel of food has its own taste. So do individuals. Okay? Some guys fall in love with gals. I did that 35 years ago. I did it because I had no other choice but to do it. It was a little abnormal for me. I wish that there was a guy that I could have sprung on out there that could, you know, really make me happy. I've always felt that way in my heart, but I had to cover up a lot of things. And then when I joined my religion, I definitely covered up a lot of things, wouldn't even make statements like I made because it would not coincide with my career being successful or me being successful. And so a lot of people have liberty now, and they take that liberty, and they find themselves doing and saying certain things all in other people's face, and it's not very good. That's why one of the things that I'm doing is I'm promoting a place of peace where people can come by and have those discussions. Let's say that I was having a discussion with two or three gay men in the patio, and each person brought their offering to my lectures, a bottle of wine, because I want to build up my wine thing so that when people come by, we can share a nice glass of wine and have a conversation, not a fighting, arguing match. I started this years ago with younger men, and of course, they not taught how to share their opinion without splashing their emotions. You have to allow others the time and place to find their peace. And we don't like to do that. And it is not always those things that are necessarily bringing peace to you. But you have to become critical of your own faults before you try to fault someone else. Those kinds of things. And so I'm excited. Getting my house fixed up. The reason that I got it green in color, outlined in gray, when I get a little bit more dollars, I'm going to put in some newer windows. I have older windows in my home. You might have said, well, why didn't you do it before you painted the house? Because when you get a professional, they can put some new windows in without destroying a paint job if you get the right people to do it. And that's another thing that I've learned. I'm meeting some of the nicest people in my life, and to watch them work, because I can't do it anymore, all I can do is DJ for you. Hey, let's go back to the Eric Reed compositions here, and I want to play a number now, one of my favorite numbers, in commemoration to a year since George Floyd was choked to death. I'm going to play this number by Eric Reed called We Shall Overcome. I want you to listen to this. I think this is a very nice rendition. I hope you like it. Background. Try to ignore him. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Someday. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Eric Reed on the piano playing We Shall Overcome. Eric is a very unique jazz pianist. He comes out of, like myself, Christian background. His father was a pastor. And that's where I first met Eric. I tell this story often because you never know how your lives are entangled with other people. Just beautiful. I was doing a men's retreat and I was asked to do, because I did it and I was on the radio and Eric's dad, may he rest in glory, heard me and invited me to do a retreat for the men of his church here in South Central Los Angeles. And I agreed. And Eric was the pianist for the men's retreat. I think it was up in Big Bear or Lake Arrowhead, one of those places. And that's when I struck up a conversation. And because at that time I was fully into church stuff, very rarely had I listened to jazz or music like that. I just didn't. But that's when I got to know him, and I was listening to that, and we've just been friends ever since. And I've been buying his music, and I hope that you do also. He is a great musician. We shall overcome. Now, for those of you that think that I've lost my mind and have turned my back on spiritual things of that nature, I want to ask you to listen to this next number, and it's called Make Me Better. And the singer on this is Henry Jackson. And I think that this song is also, it gives kind of like the hallmark of who I am. Make Me Better. Henry Jackson, Eric Reed at the piano.
There's no place how good my God has been.
A question of God. He says, God, can you make me better? And I think it was important for me to play that number. That was from the album For Such a Time as This. Jazz pianist Eric Reed and singing that number for you in a very churchy way. Henry Jackson did the vocal. And you know why we need to be made better? As I was doing that, the information came my way that, see, I live in the Slauson-Crenshaw area in Los Angeles. And here, tragically, a number of months ago, Nipsey Hussle, which was an African-American entrepreneur and rapper, was murdered in front of his store. And ever since that, Slauson and Crenshaw has been a place for young African Americans to come in together, Hispanic Americans also, because they love Nipsey's music. And I heard that someone came by the Fat Burger in the area and the other artwork that they did on Nipsey Hussle and just defaced it. And that's tantamount to a sacrilege in this part of town. And a person told me there's going to be some retribution for that. They painted over. People would come from all over Los Angeles, all over the country, and take pictures at that mural of Nipsey. I remember because I go to Fat Burger to get me a veggie burger, and I'd park and wait on my veggie burger, and people would come and take selfies in front of Nipsey Hussle's picture. I just heard that someone just spray painted all of the murals over there, and I was told that they know what group did it. And so I played that number, Lord, Make Us Better. Because we're going to need to, because there's going to be some retaliation. And these young people, they don't think like I thought. And I want to caution you older people, be very, very careful as you go out and, coincide with stuff. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to me. I'm going to play a number on Eric's. No, let me get back to Dave Brubeck, should I? What did I do with the album? Did I put it back in the stack? I must have put it back in the stacks. So I'm going to have to play. Take a break. Here's a number called The Break, okay? It's a long number, though. No, I don't want to play The Break. I want to play one called The Hymn of Faith. I want you to hear that. I want you to hear that one, The Hymn of Faith. That would be number 12 on the album. And, you know, I try to be honest. Hymn of Faith, Eric Reed. Mm-hmm. What a way to end up my musical show today. Eric Reed with a hymn of faith. Let me share this with you. Share something on how you can promote love and unity and peace within the community that we live. Doesn't matter whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And if some of you are blessed enough to live beyond 100 and you can still manage pretty well, God bless you. Thank you for coming to my website, and I hope that I've said something today that can make your tomorrow a lot better than it is.